Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Excuse me, miss, but did you invent the airplane? Because you seem right to me. Get it? Wright brothers? Like Wright Orville brothers. And Wilbur Wright?
Oh, wow. A historical pick-me-up.
Yeah, I'm pretty smart, so you should probably date me.
Oh, we can tell.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to make fun of his poor attempt at a history joke, and instead tell him that you've been waiting for a man like him to take you away for years, yeah, and that maybe he's the one for you, and then give him the number to the Loser Line, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, you got to give me a call back. You got to. I know I found my match. I know you were into me because you saw me staring at you. I mean, I did it a long time. I know you go to the gym. You work out. It's obvious. Maybe, I mean, I do the same. I work out a lot. Maybe we can, like, grab a protein shake, work out together. We can work out on each other's bod. You know.
Next message.
Oh, my gosh. That was the most awkward sexual innuendo I've ever heard.
Yeah, he obviously knew that he made a mistake there. She's yeah. Like, we can work out each other's bod. Wait, not what I meant, but kind of what I meant. No, oh, yeah. Man. I'm going to use my strong bicep and hang up the phone now. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, it's again. It doesn't. I get it. You don't want to call me back, and I know it was kind of a weird date. We didn't have a lot of fun, but I was. It's totally okay. I just want you to know that I had no hard feelings. But I was kind of curious. You know, your friend that we met while we were at the coffee shop, the brunette, the kind of chesty lady. Do you think you could give her my number? I really feel like she and I hit it off, and obviously you and I aren't gonna, you know. So if you wouldn't mind, just give her my number. You know, maybe tell her to Facebook me. That'd be great. You're the best. Thanks.
Next message.
You're the second best, really. Well, third best, yeah. I guess, if you count the chesty part of that equation. So you're cool. If you could just pass my number along, I'd appreciate it.
She may hate that chesty brunette, and maybe it's a big regret that she wasn't able to pass his number along just out of pure animosity.
Remember, you can get the special number to the Loser Line. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, baby, it's me. Remember, we met the other night. Now, I know you got a baby and all like that, but I ain't looking to be nobody baby daddy. But I'll be more than happy to have a good time with you tonight and maybe tomorrow night, maybe sometime next week. Call me.
Next message.
Oh, we can have fun a lot.
And I like how he has to establish, like, I'm not into kids. Yeah. Okay, I don't want this to be long-term.
And the beginning of his message kind of sounded like the beginning of an R. Kelly song to me. Like, I know you got a baby and all, but here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, I was wondering if you still wanted to get together. I know we talked and it was kind of awkward, but I was really nice to meet you the other night. And I really wanted you to come over to my place and I wanted to, you know, cook you dinner. But the truth is that I'm staying in a motel right now. I'm kind of between places, you know. So it's really amazing what you can do with ramen and a hot plate. So I've got some new recipes, and I just really wanted to make you something nice. So if you get this, you know, just give me a call. I'm at the, and I'm in room 14.
Next message.
Oh, romantic.
You know, the first turnoff is any man who says he's in a motel. Not even a hotel.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of girls looking to date guys staying in an extended stay indefinitely. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Angela, this is Mandy. Look, I'm sorry. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I was just in a bad mood because my foot infection, that fungus just kind of came back unexpectedly. Ooh. But I'm really sorry for the other night and me just blowing up like that at the waiter over chicken and pad thai. It's like they just brought out the food. And I just saw the chicken, and it was just too much. I mean, the chicken pieces were just too big. I mean, all you got to do is just cut up the chicken into normal pieces so I can eat it like a normal human being and enjoy my meal like everybody else. How hard is that? Tell me, how hard is that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, what's wrong with me? Jeez. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just damn it. You should never mess with a man's pad thai.
Next message.
I think that's what Grandma always said. Never mess with a man's pad thai.
And you do wonder, I mean, what's the point of even cutting the chicken if you're not going to cut it into bite-sized pieces?
It's, you can do it yourself. It's just freaking pad thai.
But then don't cut it to begin with. I understand what he's saying.
Yeah, what am I paying for? I'm paying for you to cut it.
Yeah.
Not me. I don't want to have to do any extra work. I would totally call that guy back.
You guys.
All right, that was a brand new Loser Line. Listen to the Loser Line regularly on Monday at 7:10 and 9:10. Your phone tap is coming up right after this, after they figure out how to cut the chicken right. It's next.